Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast. This is astrologer Shelley Entine, and I am speaking to you about a time when we start in one year and end in another. Monday, December 29th is the beginning of this week, and we will shift into 2026 on January 1st on Thursday. Okay, so we end the week in 2026 on Sunday the 4th. Quite a bit is happening, and I just learned that I must find a way to edit my work because I got all the way through the full moon and I said something that wasn't right, and it was a little too big and too long. So I'm recording again. And I'm hoping that I won't do another one of those. Okay, so when we start on Monday, the 29th, we're looking at a couple of shifts coming in the week once we get to the first day of January. And that is going to be Mercury entering Capricorn. And, of course, that's going to be a much more practical, serious, you know, won't be as chatty kind of Mercury. It's going to want to be looking very carefully at how to achieve things. And certainly there's a reason for that. As so much is going on, I also wanted to mention that Mercury will be with us for a while, and it won't leave us until it is it's the 20th of January that Mercury enters Aquarius, and we start to broaden into the new ideas and such. We're going to have a lot more Aquarius energy coming in the rest of January. Now, this is really a very solemn kind of New Year's experience, and there's so many reasons for that. And even as we get to the daily forecast, the moon in Gemini is square Saturn in Pisces, so there's a lot of feeling of, you know, it's going to be work, it's going to be hard, there's obstacles in the way. On Friday the 2nd, Chiron goes direct in Aries, and we know all about the teachings of Aries through Chiron. However, we're going to get them even in a bigger way when we get the shift from Neptune and Saturn into Aries. And if you're on Substack, I highly recommend you go there, by the way. And when you're on there on my page, which is ShelleyWrites.substack.com, you will see a post called Cycles of Seven. And I would highly recommend that you read that because there's some information about Saturn's conjunction to Neptune at zero, Aries. So Aries is a big deal. And this is now going to be another year where we shift Chiron, who's been in Aries, as I said, into Taurus. And that doesn't happen until June, and it's the 19th of June. And then there'll be a retrograde, and it'll retrograde back into Aries and end the year of 2026 back in Aries. It goes back in on the 17th of September. So we get that period of time between June and September to look at the new focus of what we have to learn. And that's, of course, Taurus is a very different energy. So those two things are happening, and then comes the full moon. All right, so this is the Cancer full moon, which means the polarity is between the moon and the sun in Capricorn. So we're looking at the very classic polarities when we're in the cardinal signs, right? And so it is a question of our feelings and instincts. And of course, the moon is in Cancer, which is the sign she rules, so she's pretty strong there. The need to feel safe and secure and have a safe home and safe family and, you know, emotionally and materially safety. That's the focus, but it's opposing the authority. The authorities are many in Capricorn. They can be heads of government. They can be heads of corporations or just someone in your family who is the established authority and is far more concerned about outer world things, career, achievement, status, all of that kind of thing. So it's a difficult one. There, many of the polarities are a little easier, but this is like almost like the primal energies are up, right? And it's a full moon. So the emotions are running high. Feelings are sensitive. The moon is approaching Jupiter, hopeful, but also exacerbating by expanding those feelings of the need for security. We have Jupiter still retrograde, so the moon is approaching Jupiter and Jupiter is approaching the moon. I mean, I think there is the desire for some sort of help to come, benefits to come. But again, it's an opposition to Capricorn Sun, and the Sun is surrounded. Mars has just passed the exact 13-degree conjunction to Capricorn Sun. It's now at 14 degrees, and Venus is 12 degrees of Capricorn, just 1 degree before it conjuncts the Sun. So the planets of love and motivation and desire, the planets of worthiness, are all in that conservative sign of Capricorn. And I think it's, you know, kind of interesting. Mercury also there, but not right with the cluster. Mercury is, however, in the conjunction to Juno, the asteroid that is concerned with women's rights and equality and things about marriage and those kinds of agreements that we make. So, one of the things that we have to understand is that right in Washington, D.C. chart, we're looking at Saturn still in Pisces, direct in Pisces, Neptune direct in Pisces, within 3 degrees of each other. And in the Washington, D.C. chart, they're straddling the bottom line of Saturn being in the house of communications and education, and then we have Neptune sitting right across the wall in the home. And so we're still dealing with the dissolving and the uncertainties and the victims, okay? And I'm mentioning this because I'm seeing another geophysical nightmare in California. That is hard to, it's hard to believe them sometimes. They're so, you know, frightening at a certain level, which is Pisces. Frightening to see, and also some Capricorn energy is also about fear. You know, this is a river of mud coming off mountains that's high enough to take it to the upper story of houses, almost cover cars. I mean, this is, you know, how can you hold that in your own mind, much less the people who have gone through this? So we are also without the same kind of assistance for both these experiences because of an administration, and then also because of that administration, many people have faced a beginning year that will be about higher prices for health care by far, and some people who will absolutely not be able to have any. So this is like almost Dickensian. You know, you could see him, Charles Dickens, writing about this time. You know, this is it's pivotal what's happening now. So we want to know also that Uranus is still retrograding in Taurus, and some of this Capricorn energy is going to come up to that retrograde Uranus, and maybe we will see some shifts and changes that will be taking place. So, you know, the year 2026 has a lot of change going on. And if you aren't on Substack, I highly recommend you get your own account, substack.com. That's all you need. And it's free. And if you visit my site, which is shellywrites.substack.com, right now you can see an article that I posted on Friday about cycles of seven. And I think it will be very interesting for you to read about that and start playing with it in your own life. I just did that with a friend this morning. She had just bought the house that she's been renting. And I asked her when she started renting. And it turned out that this was like a complete several cycles of seven. And she's owning it. And so you can look at it in your birth chart for Saturn returns as it goes all the way around the zodiac. But I have been looking at how any new thing, a new job, a new house, a new relationship, can begin that cycle. And I use John Lennon's chart to show you something about that. And so I think that we are also going into a time when we're going to be entering a new era. That doesn't mean the whole era materializes before us like they turned on a flashlight, you know, and, oh, look, there's a new era. But it is that Saturn-Neptune conjunction at zero Aries, and there's some information about that. Of course, I'll have to be talking about it again in another podcast, but you can get your heads up and it might be helpful. And we also will be going into that year of the fire horse. Things will be more active for us. We've been, as I say, frequently spending a long time, you know, being in something similar to that mud that those houses were lost in. More like a thick swamp and no way out. I think there's a way out coming in 2026. We'll begin that era and we'll see how it goes. Of course, our responsibility is always to bring as much high frequency vibration to our lives and to our visions as we can. You know, not in denial. This full moon is definitely going to bring these things out. But also in the desire to lift out of the sorrow and the fear and the unbelievableness of it all and be in the love, you know, the heart vibration and the positive vision. So that's what I want to say about the Cancer full moon on January 3rd, 5:03 a.m. Eastern Time. Yes, and you will be able to see it almost full the night before And some of these moons are, really visible near sunrise also as they're about to set. So if you can be up in time, you'll be able to see it also in the west at 5:03 a.m. on January 3rd. Okay, so I'm going to come back now and do the weekly astrology forecast for you. I will say that the 29th has the moon entering Taurus at 6:57 a.m. It's a difficult morning for conversations because it's conflict energies between the Taurus moon and its square to Pluto in Aquarius. 11:24 a.m. Don't discuss plans for the future or anything if you can help it. But after that, we get a beautiful flow of energy with the moon trine Venus in Capricorn until 6:03 p.m. And then the harmony of the lights as the moon trines the sun in Capricorn until 9:22 p.m. So we feel good inside. We feel good outside. Relationship flows are fantastic. And even while the moon is trining Mars in Capricorn, things are feeling more solid. Yes, however, there is a Mercury square, Mercury in Sag to Saturn in Pisces. So there is some discord and people, having to look at news and deal with people who are suffering. Take some of the fun out of it and some of the feelings of safety for ourselves. So here we see the moon trine Mars complete at 1:54 a.m. on Tuesday, and that Mercury square completes at 2:15 a.m. All right, we get a break after that. I have to take a little sip of liquid. And that was my sip. So now we have the moon going sextile retrograde Jupiter in Cancer until 6:27 p.m., so we'll be pretty happy that day. You'll find some good food, I guess. You can have a good time having breakfast, lunch, or dinner with someone or someone's, and the moon will sextile Saturn, and that's until 1:58 a.m., so we ground a bit. Sorry. I'm going to have to do that once in a while, it appears. There is the issue of New Year's Eve, okay, that we're coming into for Wednesday the 31st. What will that be like? I mean, as a New Yorker, I stopped going out and about on New Year's Eve, mostly because it was usually a very cold and rainy night for some reason. It just had to be that way. And, if it went anywhere, it would be crowded. So it seemed like, it would be better if there was a small group of people getting together in somebody's house or just staying home. But most people want to be out and about and they want to celebrate. And so here's what it looks like. We start the day with a surprise with Moon and Taurus conjunction Uranus, 4:56 a.m. Something happened, but the Moon is in a very gentle and lovely mode while it sextiles Neptune and Pisces until 7:25 a.m. And that will linger in the void of course phase until the Moon enters Gemini at 8:13 a.m. on Wednesday. Now you're in good shape with the moon trine Pluto in Aquarius until 12:35 p.m. So things are easily discussed. Plans sound great. Everybody's looking for new ideas and you might be getting some great information that you need. We're in the second quarter phase of the moon, so we are looking for information and tools and things that could benefit us to help us get to our full moon goal. So this is the time period to really focus on that, and it will linger for a while. But to have the best effect, especially if you're buying something, do it before 12:35 p.m. on Wednesday. Because the moon is now going to a square to Saturn. And it won't get there for a while. It doesn't get to the square till Thursday. It doesn't get there even on Thursday. It gets there 2:09 a.m. on Friday. So it's kind of, you know, New Year's Day. You got that practical, cautious Capricorn Mercury coming in. But before that, the moon in Sag completes its square to Neptune at 8:33 a.m. So New Year's Day, people are hungover. People are not real happy. It's not a real happy day. And even Friday with the moon square at 2:09 a.m., followed by the moon square Neptune at 7:24 a.m. So be careful if you're eating something or if you're in a crowd. This can be foggy travel, particularly short journey travel, rain, things are confused, not an easy time. And so if you're able to sleep till 8 a.m., do it. But anyway, the moon enters Cancer at 8:09 a.m. And we have that Chiron going direct at 9:38 a.m. So you can sort of feel like, whoa, get a first taste of the direct Chiron in Aries. And what it may look like is a quarrel, moon in Cancer opposite Mercury in Capricorn at 9:58 a.m. Feelings and needs versus practicalities, okay? And this continues, this theme continues, as the moon is approaching the opposition to Venus, and that comes in Saturday at 3:40 a.m. So there you are with the energies coming in of the full moon that takes place at 5:03 a.m. on Saturday. And then the Mars opposition from the moon at 7:37 a.m. So, not the greatest evening, not the greatest early morning, but we do get a gift on the 3rd. After the Mars opposition, the moon is going to make that conjunction to Jupiter until 5:54 p.m. And hopefully you are using that to be optimistic and look at positives and be doing your gratitude instead of just expanding the feelings. But we also have, after 5:54 p.m., Cancer Moon going to trine Saturn in Pisces until 2:45 a.m. on Sunday. So now we're feeling a little bit more grounded. It may be commiseration, but hopefully if there's some positive energy in that also. And then the moon is sextile Uranus and Taurus, 5:12 a.m. on Sunday. And that's sort of saying, okay, I think, maybe we can make some sort of a change and that will be helpful. But there's a retrograde on that also with Uranus. The moon trine Neptune, 7:59 a.m. If you're up, use that. Use that psychic time to sit down. Be quiet on Sunday morning. Go inside and get messages. They will be straightforward because Neptune is direct. And they will be helpful because it is a trine. And so be prepared. If you do divination, this is the time to draw 3 cards or, just sit quietly and ask a question to your higher self. Your higher self may hear you. Or do some meditation. Do some relaxing exercise, and things may just float up naturally. 8:44 a.m., the moon enters Leo. And this is going to be a struggle again because it's going opposition Pluto in Aquarius. And that's until 1:25 p.m. So here again, there's going to be very different ideas, very dramatic because the moon's in Leo. So if you can just let things go, let things be on Sunday the 4th, if you can't, then you're going to know that there will be no easy resolution for the differences in ideas about the future or finances. And the moon is not going to have another aspect complete for quite some time. So once we get into the later part of the day, we may feel much easier. The moon in Leo may want to take a good rest because the lion loves that, you know, sit and in the sun, or, well, the lion usually stretches out, right? So let yourself do that if that's what you feel like you need. And it won't be till Tuesday, the 6th, before the next aspect comes in. So you won't be feeling that till sometime on Monday. But this is the aspect, and it's the moon square Uranus and Taurus, 8:05 a.m. on Tuesday. Now, that means don't make plans after the moon goes into Leo, unless you want them all to change. Don't use that time to create your game plan for the year, because things are going to be surprisingly changing. Okay? And there's a much better day coming for that next week. And so it goes. The next week, actually, let me see if I can find it quickly. There's one week that we get to really relax, and I think it's that next week, because we've been going through it. Year-end, holidays, Chiron, full moon, Mercury. And then there's the week of January 5th through the 11th. And I'm looking. And I'm just seeing nothing that we have to, you know, no big hurdles. I see the Venus-Mars conjunction. So, that's about it. And the Sun-Venus conjunction. So, yay. Let's make it through this one. Anyway, that's what I have to say. I'll let you know if anything new is about to occur. And I will say goodbye for now.